What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll pay tribute to the late Duane Garvin, better known as the Funky Buzzard. Garvin was one of the funkiest drummers in Naptown music. He recorded with local legends like the Highlighters and Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign, and performed with international stars like Marvin Gaye and Funkadelic. Stay tuned for an hour of funky music featuring the Naptown legend, Duane Garvin. Let's start with a track named in Garvin's honor. We'll hear James Bell and the Turner Brothers performing the Funky Buzzard. That was James Bell and the Turner Brothers with the Funky Buzzard featuring Duane Garvin on drums. Duane Garvin was born in Indianapolis in 1946. He was born into a family of legendary Avenue entertainers. His mother was Flo Garvin, a famous Naptown vocalist and pianist. And his father was Millard Lee, the pianist and bandleader for B.B. King during the 1950s. Up next, we'll hear music from both of Garvin's parents. From 1952, we'll hear Flo Garvin and the Jimmy Cole Orchestra with Let Me Keep You Warm. And from 1957, we'll listen to the Miller Lee Orchestra with Wally's Boogie.
Winter's coming. It's gonna be cold. You don't know it, but you need me, so I'm gonna be real bold. Baby, please let me love you. Hey, Daddy, please let me keep you warm. I can make the long night shorter. My kind of love won't do you no harm.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the life and music of the late Naptown drummer Duane Garvin, better known as the Funky Buzzard. We just heard music from Garvin's parents, both of whom were legendary Avenue entertainers. Duane Garvin's career in music began with the Highlighters, an Indianapolis R&B band it formed at Crispus Attucks High School in 1963. Garvin joined the band in 1968. Up next, we'll listen to the Highlighters' debut single, released on Road Jam Records in 1969. This is the Highlighters with Poppin' Popcorn and Amazing Love.
Like you do. That's why, baby, I'm devoting my whole life to you. It's got to be you. Oh, yeah, nobody but you. It's got to be amazing, baby.
Just heard two tracks from the Highlighters featuring the Funky Buzzard, Dwayne Garvin on drums. The Highlighters released their second single, Funky 16 Corners, on the Three Diamonds label in 1969, and the song features some of Garvin's best work as a drummer. And we'll hear that track now. This is James Bell and the Highlighters with Funky 16 Corners.
Here we go now. Hey, hey, baby, I've got to groove. One time, oh. Ow! Right here we do it two times, baby. One to the left and one to the right. Hey, hey, baby, I've got to groove. Two times.
That was James Bell and the Highlighters with Funky 16 Corners featuring the Funky Buzzard, Dwayne Garvin on drums. Funky 16 Corners was a local hit for the band, and up next, we'll hear their follow-up single. This is James Bell and the Highlighters with Trying to Get Chosen and The Love of My Girl.
You just didn't seem to realize I was trying to get next to you. Girl, I
try to get chosen.
I wanna be chosen, baby.
Try to get chosen.
I need to be chosen, girl.
The next day I'm on the top of the world. But one thing that never changes, the love of my girl. Ooh, she's sweet, she's so kind. And I know she's mine, all mine. She's a my girl. Ooh, she's a my girl. Ooh.
Don't touch that dial. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from the Funky Buzzard, Dwayne Garvin, after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the late Duane Garvin, better known as the Funky Buzzard. We've been listening to tracks Garvin recorded with James Bell and the Highlighters. Garvin left the Highlighters in 1969 when the band's original drummer, James Porkchop Edwards, returned home from Vietnam. Garvin would go on to join Black Magic, an Indianapolis trio featuring Alan Turk Burke on keys and Joseph Jackson on guitar. Black Magic played at local clubs like Gordy's and The End Zone, but their biggest success came with the Motown superstar Marvin Gaye. Duane Garvin spent several years touring as a member of Marvin Gaye's band. And Garvin performed on Marvin Gaye's 1974 performance for NBC's Midnight Special television program. Up next, we'll listen to two tracks from that concert. Recorded live in Atlanta, Georgia, this is Marvin Gaye with What's Going On and Inner City Blues featuring Duane Garvin on drums.
Only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding every day. Oh Lord, picket lines,
sister.
Picket signs,
sister.
Don't punish me,
sister.
With brutality, get down,
sister.
Talk to me,
sister.
So you can see,
sister.
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on? Let me you sing it, baby. City blues, baby. Talking about any city blues. All the rockets, the moonshots, and about spending the money on the half.
We just heard two songs from Marvin Gaye featuring the Funky Buzzard, Duane Garvin on drums. On this week's show, we're celebrating the life and music of Duane Garvin. In the late 1970s, Garvin joined the legendary Neptown band Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign. And Garvin performed on the group's 1976 album, Watching You, Watching Me. We'll listen to three tracks of that record now. Giving Me Less Love, Watching You, Watching Me, and You Got Me Rushing.
If you were sure. Came home, baby. You should have stayed outside and continued to roam instead of coming back here and breaking my heart by giving me less love than we had from the start, baby.
Rushing, got me head over heels. got my heart skittered a pounding, but it's pounding out only love. Got my soul rejoicing, yeah, to every star above, baby. To this lonely, lonely, lonely man, filled him with love, maybe.
We just heard three tracks from Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign, featuring the Funky Buzzard, Dwayne Garvin, on drums. On this week's show, we're celebrating the life and music of Dwayne Garvin. Garvin recorded one of his last sessions in 2002 for an album with his old Highlighters bandmate, James Bell. The record was titled Message to the World, and we'll listen to the album's title track now. This is James Bell with Message to the World.
Calling all people all over the world, men, women, boys, and girls. We got to reach out to each other, try and save the world. Chaos and turmoil all around us, we can't let it come in. If we all just join our hands together, let the world see there's no end. Everybody, all over this world, reach out to somebody and say love.
That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in for this tribute to the Funky Buzzard, Dwayne Garvin. Garvin passed away in 2007, but his music lives on with funk music fans around the world. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.